from the Skanda Upanishad. I am imperishable, Mahadeva, by a small portion of your compassion. I am a mass of knowledge alone. I am Shiva. What is beyond this? What is not innate appears as if one's own because of the swelling of the inner organ, the mind. By the destruction of the antakarana, the mind, Hari abides as only consciousness. As I also abide as consciousness, I am unborn. What is higher than it? All that is different is inert, and like a dream, vanishes. He who indeed is the seer of the conscious and the inert is Achitya, imperishable Vishnu, and is of the form of knowledge. He alone indeed is Mahadeva. He alone indeed is Mahahari. He alone is the light of all lights. He alone is Parameshwar, the Supreme Lord. He alone indeed is Parabrahman, the Supreme Brahman. That Brahman I am. There is no doubt of this. Jiva is Shiva. Shiva is Jiva. That Jiva is Shiva alone. Bound by husk, it is rice paddy. By becoming free from the husk, it is rice. Thus, just so, the Jiva is bound. If karma is destroyed, he is Sada Shiva, always Shiva. So long as he is bound by the bond, he is Jiva. Liberated from the bond, he is Sada Shiva. Salutations to Shiva, to the nature of Vishnu, the all-pervading one. Salutations to Vishnu, to the nature of Shiva. The heart of Shiva is Vishnu. The heart of Vishnu is Shiva. As Vishnu is the nature of Shiva, Shiva is the nature of Vishnu. As I see no difference, no distance, therefore for me are well-being and long life. As within there may be no differences, just so is it with Shiva and Keshava and happiness. The body is declared to be the divine temple. He, the Jiva, is Shiva alone. One should abandon the cast-off useless remains of ignorance and should worship with the conviction, he am I. The revelation of non-difference is knowledge. Meditation is the mind having no dwelling place, free from attachment to sense objects. The ablution or bath is the abandonment of the dust of the mind. Purity is the seizure of the senses. The immortal nectar of Brahman should be drunk. One should go about begging alms for the care of the body. One, devoted to the One alone, having been in a solitary place, should dwell devoid of duality. Thus should the wise one conduct himself. He thus will attain liberation. From the whole, for the holy supreme abode, well-being and long life, salutation thus. Of the nature of Brahma, Narayana, and Shankara, Narasimha, the Lord of the gods, bestowing grace, unthinkable, unmanifested, infinite, immutable, the self of the Vedas, Brahman, the innate, the constant, is known. That Vishnu, the supreme abode, the wise see always, like with the eye extended to heaven. By that stretching out of the sages, joyfully, wonderfully awake, is kindled the supreme state of Vishnu. Thus, this is the instruction about Nirvana. Thus is the instruction of the Veda. Thus is the Upanishad.